WABC, AM and FM.
Let me jabber, WABC.
Right now, hope everybody's having a wonderful time on the Bruzy Show. We're going to be talking about Sheepshead Bay High School in Brooklyn. And in the last half hour, Our Lady of Mercy Academy in Syosset. Right now, let's get down to our important business. Guys and gals, from number 8 last week, this one drops down 2 notches to number 10. Sunny in the Sun Glows, number 10.
I love you so.
That down is number 10 on the All-American Survey. Sunny in the Sun Glows there at WABC. Chime time, hit time, you know, right now. It's 4 minutes after 11 o'clock every Tuesday night on the Cousin Show. It is Top 29, the All-American Survey, the brand-new survey. It makes us a date every night, 10 to midnight. We have a ball. And remember, it's part two of the biggest double play combination of modern radio. Scott Needy from 7:15 until 10. And then Cousin Brucey rides again. Hey, 43 WABC degrees. I want to say hi to Cousin Steve Smith, Mark Zerblis, and Chip Hinkle of Waynesburg College. How do you like this? Waynesburg College in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Lala, that's another song. Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Waynesburg College. We salute you. And we just want to say thank you so much for letting us hear from you. That's so nice. St. Peter's Jesuit College, too, in Jersey City, New Jersey. Cousin Kenny Wynn and all his friends over there at St. Peter's Jesuit College in Jersey City. We also salute you. We're getting so many letters in high schools and colleges all over the nation. It's a great feeling. Hey, do you like budget shopping on a large scale? Well, I suggest you start shopping at any one of the conveniently located Dilbert's quality supermarkets. Join the crowd that shops at wonderful Dilbert's.
It happened first. 77 WABC.
All American. Okay, we have everything that you love, my dear cousins. Right after this record, we'll salute Sheepshead Bay High School. Leslie Gore from number 10. Creeping up there in the top 10, though. Staying there, number 9. It's a good. He has a good background. I think that's what did it to this record. That's what made it. She's a fool. It's Leslie Gore. I just a minute, I get over the floor here. Hey, she's a fool. That is number 9 on the All-American Survey. I hope you're writing down all these numbers. We've been doing the whole top 20 here. Leslie Gore, and we do that every Tuesday night, you know. 43 WABC degrees, all heavyweights here. Leslie Gore, no, she's not heavyweight. All sluggers, all Americans of Radio WABC, my dear cousins. And thank you for making us the biggest station in the entire area. WABC in New York. Hey, it's 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. Take my hand. We salute now Sheepshead Bay High School in Brooklyn, New York. By the way, this is the way the high school things work. Like a lot of people say, you're doing Brooklyn all the time. Well, cousins, we take the papers as they come in. As they come in, as they open them up, and we're getting an awful lot of papers, by the way, hundreds of them, so from all over the country. As they come in, by the way, we just put one on top, you know, as the first one comes in, gets read first, and so on, right down the line. So get you a paper in the Cousin Bruce, WABC, New York 23. Kenneth Rise, R-Y-S, of 2985 Avenue X in Brooklyn. Kenny sent me the Bay Times representing Sheepshead Bay High School of Brooklyn. On the first page here, look at this one. Enrollment at 3,346 is a new term begins at Sheepshead Bay High School. Woo! That's a beautiful school, by the way. It's brand new. Arista Committee plans activities, college bowls to highlight the entire year. After interview, by the way, student grade elections are set. Candidates to be interviewed. After interviewing qualified students, the SGO Election Commission will choose a slate of candidates for the coming election scheduled for this coming November. SGO budget is announced for the 63-64 period. The Bay Times gets the largest appropriation. That's the newspaper here. $3,000 for the year. English department gets $400. It's a very large appropriation. I guess that's for all the red pencils to correct all the mistakes in grammar at Sheepshead Bay High School. And also here on the sports page, the football team or the soccer team, they have soccer over there, lose to Midwood. Mark Kayla scores the only goal. After a scoreless first period in the Midwood Sheepshead Bay High School exhibition soccer match, Midwood broke the ice by booting a goal in each of the next three periods, winding up a 3-1. Well, do better now, my dear cousins. We salute Sheepshead Bay High School. Kenneth Rice, thank you for sending me the Bay Times.
The greatest team in the world.
You!
And 77 WABC. All American.
Look at this one. This was a big hit of the week not too long ago. Last week, number 14, it jumps to number 8, The Impressions. It's all right, number 8. WABC Chime Time, my dear cousins. It's 13 minutes. It knocks me off the chair every time. 13 minutes after 11 on the Cousin Show, 43 WABC degrees. Hey, fill your radio with the All-Americans. High test, you know. High test, my dear cousins. Dial 77 WABC. You don't want to put any of that low-grade stuff on that radio of yours. You got a good machine. Keep it working the best, will you? It is just terrific. Stephen Samuels, and all the roommates listening at Dalhousie University. That's a new one for you. We're collecting these university names. Dalhousie University, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Up there in Canada. Hello, you cousins up there. Last time I did that, I got a nasty write-up on the Nova Scotia newspaper. I call everybody up there Eskimos. But of course, as far as I'm concerned, anyone lives north of 125th Street is an Eskimo. I mean, so some lady wrote a letter into the Times of Nova Scotia or something like that. Boy, did they get me. Woo! I got that clipping. Did they rip into me? And I had to apologize and write a letter. They printed the letter, the whole thing. So that little old lady up there, I just hope that you're enjoying the show, you wonderful lady, and I love everyone in Nova Scotia. 14 minutes after 11. Oh, thank you so much for the letters from Dalhousie University. All the cousins up there, we salute you the most. And right now it's 43 degrees in New York City.
You always write with All Right.
The most dependable pen. Once again.
So get on the ball with All Right.
The most dependable. Get out of here,
pen. Most dependable pen.
What's the bestest pen in the whole world?
All right.
It's all right. See, I try to help my friends out, and some guy sneaks in here and tries to get into the act. Charlie Greer, my dears, you know he's number one when you hear him on New York Fruit Station, WABC. And right now we go back to our top 20. Let's salute Bobby Clark out there in our Wantagh chapter, Wantagh High School. All the cousins out there, we're still waiting for Bobby's newspaper. He said he sent it to us. But we'll salute Wantagh High School as soon as we receive it on the big station in New York. And now, this is number 7. I think this just about had it, but Dion has a brand new record. So number 4, it drops once again 3 times to number 7. Dion DiMucci. The prima donna, that's Dion DiMucci, my dear cousins. That is number 7, and let's see what Dion's new recording is called. Drip Drop. That's what's Rip Drop. And speaking about Rip Drop, may I remind you, my friend Charlie Greer will be on every single day. He's on from 11 until 1 o'clock. That Drip Drop. 43 WABC degrees here on the Cousin Brucey Show. You know, UNICEF is at work all year in all parts of the world, bringing a new lease on life to needy kitties and mommies in more than 100 other countries. Now, here in America, we are asked to cooperate with UNICEF's work only once a year. That's on Halloween, when our own kitties trick or treat for the benefit of sick and hungry kids in other parts of the world. Now, let's not disappoint these youthful ambassadors of goodwill. Let's open our doors and our hearts when they come to our doorsteps and chant, "Trick or treat for UNICEF, Mr. Man." Every penny they can get, you know, can save another kitty's life. So come on now. Let's all trick or treat for UNICEF when those kids come around with their licenses and their UNICEF canisters. Every nickel and dime, boy, they collect means an awful lot to them and to other little kitties around the world.
It's a hip-dee-doo day on 77 WABC.
Okay, clear and cool tonight. Lowest temperature around 40 WABC degrees. Tomorrow, fair and cool Highest temperatures in the 50s. Outlook for Thursday, fair with little temperature change. It's cloudy out there right now with temperatures at 43. Brrr, it is cold. Wind at 10 miles per hour from the northwest, and the barometer stands at 29.65 inches and steady. You are listening to Super 7-Star Sounds for you, All-Americans of WABC. This is All-American, Cousin Bruce Morrow with number 6 in our survey. Look at this recording from number. It just had to stop jumping. It's like a jackbox here. Jack in the box. Number 9 to number 6 this week. Be the one to salutations. Unchained numbly swinging and singing for you in the Bruce T. Show. WABC Chime Time, here with the Cousin Bruce Morrow Show. Hey there, Billy. 43 WABC degrees, 22 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock. You know what's number one when you hear it on New York's first station, WABC. And we're going to up to the top five. You know what we're going to do for you? You just stand by, because in a few moments from now, the brand new Dion DiMucci record, Hot Prospect. And then we're going to continue with the top five.
Edna, I'm going to show you a new kind of love.
Oh, a new kind of love starts tomorrow with the Bill and the Coronet Theaters. That is really cute, all right. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Dion DiMucci, a Hot Prospect. Rip drop. Rip drop.
Won't stop.